Welcome to Shannon the Slayer, the podcast where we're slaying negativity and taking your mentality to the next level. So, if you're ready, it's time to level up with your host, Shannon Sky.
Ugh. Okay, what am I doing wrong? There's got to be something that I'm missing. There's got to be some kind of secret sauce that is going to make this, you know, dream of mine finally freaking happen. After all of the things that I've done, after all of the submissions I've completed, and, you know, why am I not booking anything? Okay, all right. I understand. It is frustrating when you're not booking, when you're not bringing in the income that you need to survive as an actor. I know it's hard. However, you're not doing anything wrong. Now, let me take a step back to get clear on that. As long as you are doing the work, you're taking classes, you have a great attitude, you're bringing your all, you are bringing your all to every audition that you submit with a positive attitude and the gratefulness to actually be able to audition for the role that you're submitting for, you're not doing anything wrong. You just have to think differently. And it's so hard. It really is. I understand. It's 'cause you want to put the blame on yourself. You do, because it's easy to do that. Instead of taking a step back and looking at how far you've come, how much you have achieved, you automatically go back down to here and say, oh, what am I doing wrong? Like, why am I not booking anything? My friend, my dear sweet child, whatever shall we do? We have to work on that mindset, my friend, and just change that stinking thinking around, because you're not doing anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. It's easy. It's easy to get caught in that negative cycle and just create the things that don't exist in your mind as to why you're not booking the role versus focusing on the positive side of things, the facts, the actual known facts, okay, of fact one, I had the opportunity to actually audition for this role. Okay, that's one. Two, I have the opportunity to show what I'm made of, because even though this role, I might not have booked it, if I did my best and I gave it my all, who knows what can happen in the future from that audition. When you make an impression, a real, true, genuine impression on somebody, and they like what you did, and they see your hard work, they see your talents, they see you, but you don't know that they see you. You don't know that they hear you. You don't know. Instead, all the stinking thinking happens, and you go down in that rabbit hole, and you just get sucked in, and it brings you down all the way to the depths of that hole, and you're just drowning. You can't even climb up that hole anymore because it consumes you, and then you get stuck in this. Well, what am I doing wrong? Is it me? Am I not talented enough? Am I missing something in my auditions? Is like, and then you start worrying about the little things, like, you know, the tech and the way you're editing before you submit, which you should be concerned about what you submit. You always want to submit the best quality, abso-freaking-lutely. But if you already know that you're doing good, why are you focusing on that stuff? Why are you doing that to yourself? Because it's easy to do it. I know. I'm calling myself out. I've been there. It's easy to get down that rabbit hole of pure funk and just clawing at yourself from the inside out because you did your best in that audition and you gave your heart and soul. And why isn't anybody freaking acknowledging you and your hard work? I get it. But you have the opportunity to play. You have the opportunity to actually audition. Think of how many people don't have that opportunity. And if you, and if you actually have an agent who, or a casting director who is requesting you, keeps on requesting you again and again and again and again and again, that's a freaking positive in itself. Because guess what? If they didn't like you, if they saw something wrong in you or your auditions or whatever, do you think they'd bring you back? I don't think so. I think they would just say, well, we're good. And that would be that. But no, you gotta look for the positives in everything and stop thinking you are doing something wrong. Stop thinking you're missing something because you're not. You're not. Things will happen when they're supposed to happen. You'll meet the right people when you're supposed to meet them. I'm getting goose pimples right now. Is that you can't see that, but I'm getting goose pimples as I'm talking about this because it's true. You just have to know it to be true. You have to believe it, and you have to keep reminding yourself, because you have to be your biggest advocate. You have to remind yourself that the timing will be right when it's right. The right role will find me. The right timing will happen when it's supposed to. I'm gonna make it when I'm supposed to make it. And things happen for a reason when they're supposed to happen. And that's that. Keep being positive. Focus on all the good you've done. And know that it's not you. With that said, let's go make today great.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Shannon the Slayer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Until next time, keep smiling and keep slaying.